Well, it is Mental Health Week, and all this week we've been bringing you a special series on Northland Morning called Change Your Mind, Living with Mental Illness. The series on mental health is made possible by KUMD in partnership with the Human Development Center, Miller Dwan Foundation, and the St. Luke's Foundation. Yesterday, we had a fascinating conversation with Deb Holman, who is a street outreach worker with CHUM and HDC, and she talked about one of the partnerships that she has with the Duluth Police Department and some of the training that they've been going through. Well, one of the people responsible for that training is Jackie Buffington-Vollum. She's a UMD sociology professor, and she is a CIT trainer, Mental Health Crisis Intervention Team trainer, and she joins us this morning in the studios to tell us a little more. Hi, Jackie. So nice to have you with us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So one of the tricky things, I think, about people with a mental illness is does it seem that we depend on other people's behavior being predictable maybe more than we should? And so when someone is making unpredictable comments or they're behaving in an unpredictable way, why does it really freak us out as much as it seems to?
Yeah, mental illness is definitely an issue that scares many people in our society. We know that 75% of the population believes that people with mental illness are violent, and are fearful of people with mental illness. And even though 25% of the population has a mental illness, it's still so frightening because it's something that most people think they can't understand, that they don't have personal experience with. But if they look around them, one in four people does in fact have a mental illness.
Well, speaking from a more of a theatrical standpoint, I mean, it makes a good or an interesting conceit in a movie.
Absolutely.
You know, you've got, because otherwise, how can you explain, you know, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre or, you know, and so it gives, when I realize how many of the evening, you know, creepy whodunit police procedural shows, you know, it's always a person with a mental illness, and it's a great gag. It's a great gimmick. It's a great thing to make a good TV show. But it's almost like there needs to be a disclaimer. You know, this is pretend, okay? This is pretend. This is not all people with mental illness, for example. So when police officers are going about their daily business and someone perhaps calls in a complaint or they come across someone who's behaving in an unpredictable manner or isn't making a lot of sense, then they face a challenge. What is it that you're trying to get them to understand?
Yeah. There's a whole history lesson behind this, and I won't go into all of that, but a conservative estimate is that 16% of people who come into contact with the criminal justice system has a serious mental illness. 16% of people in jails. But people with mental illness, 50% of them will come into contact with law enforcement. And the criminal justice system, officers, other professionals within the criminal justice system, the vast majority of them have not been trained to work with people with mental illness and or to even understand mental illness. I mean, if you think about the fact officers are coming from the general population and 75% of the population fears people with mental illness. So, but it's an inevitable part of a police officer's job. And so what we, with the head of the Lakes Collaborative Crisis Intervention Team, it's a it's a group of mental health and criminal justice professionals who have come together to put on a 40-hour training for law enforcement officers. And not just law enforcement officers, we're also making it available to jail officers, probation officers, to various professionals in the criminal justice or the mental health system as well. And our goal is to educate about the symptoms of mental illness, and in particular, de-escalation tactics, de-escalation techniques.
We've kind of seen, unfortunately, we've kind of seen with the rise in all of these, you know, dash cam videos and this kind of thing, we've seen officers responding to someone who was either in distress or perhaps mentally ill, and they're it seems to me that they're responding with a sense of defensiveness, that they feel that they're being threatened, and so their response has been to up the force with this person. And I'm guessing, of course, we only see these videos when the situation does not end well. That doesn't seem to be an effective technique. So what are you encouraging officers to do, perhaps if they come across someone maybe who isn't making sense, they might be delusional, and people have called the cops and said there's somebody down here acting weird.
The typical skills that law enforcement officers are trained on in the academy does tend to involve use of force and force related skills. So in CIT, we're largely teaching healthy communication skills, active listening, empathy, and skills to make the person feel like they're being heard. We know that if a person with mental illness feels like they're being heard, they're much less likely to escalate. And so we're trying to teach those skills and other de-escalation tactics. If you mentioned if a police officer responds to someone who is delusional, it doesn't do any good to try to talk that person out of their delusions. And that's often the typical response of people who don't experience hallucinations, is to try to convince them that it's not accurate, that it's not real. But that doesn't do any good. It just escalates the situation. It just frustrates the person with mental illness, and it makes them feel like they're alone and that they're not being heard. And so with that example, if a person is experiencing delusions, then we teach officers to empathize and to hear them and to acknowledge that I know that's what you believe, and to then take it from there and try to engage the person to find a way to help them and to not necessarily solve the issue, but to help them get the help and the treatment that they need.
Jackie, I know that you told me as we were talking about preparing this interview, you told me that you had just finished a training, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention a video that's popped up on social media showing a Duluth police officer talking down a person who was struggling with a mental illness and was suicidal. And it sounds like using all of those skills that your training and that person had within them to bring to bear to help somebody who was really struggling. So obviously it's working. That must have been really heartening for you to see that.
Yeah, that particular officer actually didn't go through this last set of training. We just did our first set of training here in Duluth on September 21st through the 24th, and we're scheduled to do another one in February. And our plan is to do it every 6 months. But I believe that officer may have previously gone through CIT training, and absolutely, it is heartening. We have already gotten emails from officers, security officers who went through the CIT training just a few weeks ago, and who have shared experiences in which they've already used their de-escalation techniques. So that is really heartening, and it's really exciting. Jackie, and rewarding.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today. Jackie Buffington-Vollum joined us as our guest this morning. She is a sociology professor here at UMD, and she is a mental health crisis intervention team, or CIT, trainer. She joined us as part of our special mental health reporting this week, Change Your Mind, Living with Mental Illness, a series provided by KUMD in partnership with the Human Development Center, the Millard Dwan Foundation, and the St. Luke's Foundation.